The two U.S. patients who have been treated for Ebola, as you've heard in BBC headlines, have been discharged from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. They had been in an isolation ward since returning from Liberia early this month. They're the first patients treated for Ebola on American soil. Jim Burris from WABE's newsroom was at Emory this morning and joins us now by phone. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
John, it's my pleasure.
Now, Jim, why are the two patients being discharged now? And remind us their names again.
Sure. Today we heard from Dr. Kent Brantley, who is the physician who acquired Ebola while treating patients in Liberia. The other patient, Nancy Rifle, was a missionary who was working as kind of a support staff in a hospital there. And actually, we learned today that Nancy Rifle was released on Tuesday per her request. That was not released to the public. They were asked, her family actually asked that her privacy be respected and that that not be released. However, Dr. Kim Brantley today walked into a press conference with a full staff of Emory who worked to treat him. He appeared healthy. He appeared skinny, but he was cheerful at times. He seemed normal. And what doctors said is both of them have been cleared of the virus. They could not detect any virus in their bodies and therefore deemed them free to leave.
So really an upbeat event in every way.
It was very emotional. When you see 21 nurses come up on stage, five doctors, and everybody's crying when this doctor who just weeks ago was practically dying of this disease, when he goes around and he hugs those on stage, it's an emotional moment that even I think all the members of the press here kind of, it took us aback.
Jim, we'll recall there was a great deal of trepidation around the country when it was announced that Ebola patients from West Africa were being flown directly to Atlanta for treatment. What do we know about the treatment that they received, the treatment itself, and their current health going forward?
Sure. Well, we know that they were kind of given basic treatment for treating a virus. So the doctors told us that they were given electrolytes, that their vital signs were monitored, that they were basically given every tool that they could to keep their bodies strong. And it was their own bodies that had to fight the virus. So based on that kind of idea, it worked. So, what they could do here at Emory, they couldn't do in West Africa. And doctors really credited those resources for being the reason that the patients were able to walk out. Now, I'm told that they will be weak, that they will have to be monitored, and they will be coming back to Emory to do that in the next days to weeks. But they are considered cured, and they are considered healthy enough to go on about their lives.
This was a story that was all over the headlines from start until finish. Was this really a first for this treatment facility or just the first one that's been so public?
It was a first in terms of treating Ebola patients. However, this special isolation unit, we're told, had been used a handful of times. One example was about a decade ago when there was someone suspected of having SARS. They were brought here. I believe it turns out that they did not have that infection. So the use of this special isolation unit is very infrequent, but doctors clearly say it's necessary and in this case proves it works.
Jim, any word on today how it has maybe prepared Emory University Hospital in Atlanta for similar patients or medical events like this in the future?
They say this was fairly routine. They practice for these types of events all the time, that they have a special staff that's dedicated to respond to something like this. And all they did was put into action what they've had in practice for years. As far as accepting new Ebola patients, I'm told that there is no word that they know of any patients coming to Emory, although they would accept them. They said they would do that on a case-by-case basis.
Jim Burris, thank you so much for this update, and I'm sure you'll have more for us this afternoon on All Things Considered.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.